is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Jack Wagons by the Big Noise episode, joined by the good sir. Tis indeed another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Let's not waste a second of time because we got tickets already in hand and we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus on this Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5 Pod. The requirement here, as always, on a plus 100 odds or greater, but you can choose whatever is to your little heart's content. Could be on the ice. Could be on the gridiron. Hell, if you want to go preseason NBA, I wouldn't hate it. What do you have for me?
Well, first of all, if I happen to faint at any point during the recording of today's Fade 5, I had to go do like blood work this morning.
Oh, nice.
And so... And I'm just saying they took a lot. Like, I don't really think she needed to take that much. I'm not sure how much I have left.
Did they give you a cookie?
No.
Oh, boo! You gotta give a person a cookie if you take our ounces of their blood.
No. You could tell this lady was really looking forward. I think she was about to go on her break. And so I think she was just trying to be like, all right, let's get this done, you twerp, get out of here. Right. So anyway, if I happen to pass out during the podcast, all of you will understand why. Speaking of passing, how about this guy? Give me Jaden Reed for an anytime touchdown coming up on Sunday. Best odds out there right now, plus 125 at FanDuel. Give you an idea, folks. This is plus 105 over at DraftKings. So you've still got some plus odds, but 20 cents more in the juice over there at FanDuel. Why? Because if you look at the Houston Texans, they have allowed seven touchdowns to the wide receiver position over the course of the last 4 weeks. And in fact, they have given one up in every single game this year, except week two against Brad's Chicago Bears. Other than that, Houston has been extremely susceptible to that wide receiver position. So give me Jaden Reed to splash six, plus 125 over at FanDuel.
All right, let's go to a game I'm going to be attendance at on Saturday. Oh, I'm nervous right now. Very much a nervous Natalie. I'm going to take Illinois. I'm going to put my money where my heart is. Maybe not where my brain is, honestly, but I'm going to go with the Illini on the money line, taking on the University of Michigan and those Wolverines in Champaign. It's a plus 132 right now at FanDuel Sportsbook, and this line has really crept up. A lot of money on Thursday came in on the Michigan Wolverines. There's been a little bit of a buyback on the orange and blue, and I think this is going to be a barn burner. It's going to come down the bitter end. This Michigan team is actually ranked like Illinois is, and both of them have visible warts. For Illinois, they can't stop the damn run right now. They're outside the top 100 nationally in EPA run defense. Michigan can run the ball effectively. A pretty good run blocking line, one of the better ones in the nation in the Power Five conferences. The biggest ills that Michigan has in the pass game. Jack Tuttle is going to be the third quarterback under center. If Illinois can play like they can and be opportunistic on the back end and force a couple of turnovers, they're going to win this game. When Illinois has forced two or more turnovers this season, an impeccable 3-0. And the other key in this game is tighten those screws in the trenches. They got run all over Ryan Brown and Purdue. And that incredible second half comeback by the Boilermakers, and Illinois nearly spoiled it, but stole the victory in overtime thanks to a stop on a 2-point conversion. So Illinois is going to have success with Luke Altmaier down the field. I think Pat Bryant is an emerging NFL prospected wide receiver in the slot. They're going to feast as well with Zachary Franklin. So there's advantages on both sides of the ball. Again, I think the key here, Illinois defending the run, they got to win in the trenches and force those couple of turnovers. That happens, and I'm partying with my pants off, baby, on Green Street. I'll see you at Legends, maybe Murphy's Pub, any number of places. Cams, why the hell not? We're going to be throwing down all night long if the orange and blue get the victory. And one last thing, it is a commemorative game, 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium. and Red Grange's 5-touchdown game that really propelled the sport of college football that came against Michigan. And Red Grange's relatives are going to be in the house. And always going to be sporting some like leather helmet, like replicas on their dome.
Yeah,
so,
those are some of the those are some of the ugliest uniforms I have ever seen in my life.
They may be ugly, but I don't give a damn if Illinois wins. It's all about honoring history, Lundy. How dare you? And with that, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Grosinko here on the countdown. Revenge game? Revenge game! That is certainly a narrative for Saquon Barkley. I say he goes for at least 90 rush yards against his former employer and his old stomping grounds in New York, taking on the G-men at plus 115 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Honestly, I cannot believe this is a plus money. I got a little sprinkle too and laddered this sucker on the standard line, which is in the low 80s. I got it at 83.5. I took the 90. I even got a little action on 100 or more rush yards and logged that at plus 180 at BetMGM. You look at the New York Giants, been damn good against the run this season. I got to give credit where credit is due, number 10 in rush EPA defense. However, they've been kind of bend, don't break. 4.85 yards per carry they have allowed to the running back position. They've only given up, though, 81.7 rush yards per game in total to the running back position. Saquon coming off the siesta is well rested, number 23 knack per attempt this season, number 14 in total missed tackles forced with 16, according to PFF. He has done this not once, but twice already this year. Just get to the big 9-0, and we're counting our winnings at a plus 115 juice. And again, pull this sucker from DraftKings Sportsbook. Good sir. Numero cinco on the countdown. Fade or follow.
Saquon screwed us last week by not splashing six, Brad. How dare you go back to
he owes us.
Well, oh, he owes us. That's you betting seven times in a row on red. And then, hey, dealer, you owe me. Give me a black. Come on, please. Give me a red. Give me a double zero. Give me it. Yeah, he owes us. All right, fine. I'll go back to this well. I'll take it at the plus 115, and I will cross my fingers that I don't go back-to-back weeks of having Barkley decide to bite me in the ass.
Hey, Saquon, flex them quads so we can make some bank.
Number four.
Numero cuatro here with the Feed 5 countdown. Let's dive head first once again in the alt market and get some more plus money on the board. And we're going to do with, ooh, scary Terry McLaurin. It is Halloween season, so it's only appropriate to wager on him. And plus, he has got a tremendous matchup taking on the Hello Kitties of Charlotte. That being the Carolina Panthers. McLaurin, 75 or more receiving yards at plus 110 at BetMGM, and I'm a buyer. I have this already on the spreadsheet there at thegamingjuice.com for good reason. You look at Carolina, number 30 in pass EPA defense, though they're middle of the pack. They've allowed the 15th most wide receiver yards this season. He's going to get a lot of Mike Jackson in coverage in this game, who has allowed the 11th most yards of any DB in the NFL at 281, also giving up a 64.9 catch percentage and 94.5 passer rating to those assignments. McLaurin, 7.2 targets per game. He's numero cinco in total air yards. Number 33, respectable standing there and catchable target rate. Number 30 in yards per route run. Number 7 in average depth of target. He has done this in two of his last four games, really getting in rhythm and establishing that nice rapport and bond with Jaden Daniels. I think it's going to be more of the same and a tremendous on-paper matchup. So scary Terry McLaurin put a fright in the Carolina Panthers. Get the 75 or more receiving yards, and we're counting our winnings at a plus 110 there at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
Brad, true action item from this morning. So here I was, you know, gave all my blood. I'm woozy. I don't know what's going on. You know, I kind of look like I kind of look like Nolan Arenado over my shoulder. I was logging in here to the old software system to do the pod, and I'm getting ready to put my plus bus in because I had a different plus bus.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw that you had Terry McLaurin here at number four. Terry McLaurin is actually my favorite anytime touchdown for this weekend. And I want to give you this one because here's why. Minus 120 at DraftKings.
Okay.
Plus 110 at BetMGM, ladies and gentlemen. So if you really want to get crazy, you could bet these two individually. You're going to get plus 110 odds on each of them. And you might even want to SGP the two together. For Terry to go for 75 yards and a touchdown, you're going to pull some really nice SGP plus odds in that one. When you look at Washington's matchup against Carolina, remember how I said that Houston had allowed a receiving touchdown in every game but one? Yep. Carolina's given up a receiving touchdown in every flipping game.
Yep.
And so you line all of that up. You got Washington at home. I love McLaurin is my number one favorite anytime touchdown this weekend. And minus odds at DraftKings, plus 110 at BetMGM. Go get it now at MGM before they change their odds. Early bonus time right there. Love me some Scary Terry this weekend.
Make us some damn money, McLaurin.
Number three.
All right, Newmar Trace here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's give you a reason to watch the London game at the Buck Crack of Dawn out west in particular. Let's go with Pop Douglas. Pop goes the weasel goes Pop. That's DeMario Douglas. Give me the over on 4.5 receptions. Taking on another bunch of clawless cats, and that being the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're in Jolly Old England. This opened at plus 105 at BetMGM. And I did a triple take at the screen because I could not believe it was available at plus money. But it was, and I would take advantage if it still is here at tape time. You look at DeMario Douglas, a guy last week that absolutely went nuts in that game, had six receptions with Drake May under center. Now, Drake May had a fright a couple of days ago. He went in for an MRI. People are like in panic mode and you know, fantasy land. Oh, I picked up Drake May. Caleb Williams on a bye. Dak Prescott's on a bye. I need a quarterback. And I thought I had hit it with a jackpot off the waiver wire. But, they're panicking for all the reasons that are not necessary because he's A-okay. I saw the film yesterday of him at practice. He was moving around uninhibitedly. So Drake May is going to be under center in this game, which is great news for DeMario Douglas, who is number six right now in routes win percentage among all NFL wide receivers, number 18 in average yards of separation per target. So he's got that shimmy and shake off the line. Number 25, too, surprisingly enough, even with Jacoby Brissett throwing passes his direction for part of the season and catchable target rate, 5.5 targets per game. He has hit the over on 4.5 catches in three of his last four contests, and he get the Jags, who are dead last. You want to talk about the dregs of the keg? They are the definition of it. And pass EPA defense, 10 guys have hauled in at least five passes against them, and they've given up the second most receptions this season to the wide receiver position, and he's going to get a lot of Darnell Savage out of the slot, a guy that is number 75, according to Pro Football Focus, in pass coverage grade, giving up a 61.5% catch rate. So double D, baby. Get your grips on DeMario Douglas over 4.5 catches against the Jaguars plus 105 at BetMGM. Good sir. Better follow.
Brad, how many times do I have to tell you to leave the London game out?
Hey, man, London game has been good to your boy this year.
Yeah, that's because you're in the central time zone, so it's actually at 8:30 your time.
It is.
Come on, man. I don't think anybody on the left side of the country, like take my home, my birthplace of Kearney, Nebraska, and just go straight west. Nobody after that is paying any attention to London because, you know, we're probably a little hungover from Saturday night. I don't trust it. If you're going to trust anybody, it should be Jacksonville because God knows Shad Khan wants to move that team to London by now. So I think at this point I can't. I got to fade you on principle, man. I told you I don't like to bet the London game. I got to fade you just because.
Pop off Douglas. That's all I got to say. And I'm popping off on some more opinions, and so is Lundy right now at thegamingjuice.com. It's a website my friends and I run, and it's absolutely free. You don't pay a single cent. We got all of our sports betting picks there. Lundy's free NHL spreadsheet is available to you. Click free picks at the top of the page. You can get that and get my free picks as well across college football. And the NFL, and soon college basketball. Oh, buddy, I can't wait for that sport to restart. And that's just a matter of weeks and days away. Ben Winstein, Nate Jacobson, cranking out all kinds of college football content there every single week. Fantasy football, you want it? We got it. My entire position rankings, I'm updating and some shifting around, guys, all week long at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. My fantasy flames and also additional top props content and some of the sports betting takes on island games. Again, there's just so much content on that site, and you don't pay a single penny. Go there right now. Sign up for a free account. You can ask me a question. Ask Brad. Click the link. Fire it off, and I'll get to it when I can at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Oh, Lundy, it's yet another alt market prop. Hopefully, we're not going to go over on these. We got Saquon on the board. We got Terry McLaurin on the board. Let's add Justin Jefferson because I think JJ's going to be dynamite. 100-plus receiving yards taken on Detroit. This one being played in the land of 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. At plus 105 there at BetMGM. The history is incredible for Jefferson against his intra-divisional rival. He has gone over 100 yards in 6 of 8 games against Detroit in his career. You look at Detroit, number 21 in drop back success rate defense. So they have struggled mightily on the back end all year long. Terry and Arnold is the primary DB he's probably going to see in this game. He's allowed the 22nd most yards at 221 to his assignments. Also given up a 91.1 passer rating. Three guys have hit 100 yards against this Detroit secondary this season. And you look at Justin Jefferson, 8.6 targets per game, number 5 in yards per route run, and number 6 in yards per reception at 17.3. That history, I can't get it out of my head. 6 of 8 games going for a hundo against the Lions. Make it 7-9. I think it happens again. So Justin Jefferson, 100-plus receiving yards against Detroit, plus 105 at BetMGM. Numero dos in the countdown. Fade or follow.
Chase some JJ dollars here this weekend. I like that this is plus money. This is one is a relatively easy play for me. It's one of the games I'm looking forward to this weekend between the Vikings and the Lions. And I think the fact that you can get him at plus odds, love this one. Good call.
Oh, yeah. JJ Mikasamula.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. It's only appropriate I started with a pick on the ILL. Let's get a related pick on the ILL. And that being getting down with some Chase Brown. That delicious maple syrup there. I think it's going to score a touchdown. So anytime touchdown market and the juice at all the various books all over the map on this. I saw one book had it as like minus 105, and then FanDuel had it at plus 150, which is an insane in the membrane value, and I will take it all diggity day long. And the battle for Ohio taking on the Cleveland Browns being played out there in the northern part of that state. You look at Chase Brown, a guy that's really starting to earn more and more of the opportunity share. He's at 44.3% in opportunity percentage so far this season, but you can see the last three games, he's averaging 14.7 touches per game. He's outplaying Zach Moss. He's getting goal line looks and touches, and he is converting. Now, last week, he ripped off a long TD run, and that just showed in that game against the Giants, went for 30 yards, the explosivity that he possesses in the legs. He is also number 30 in total red zone touches with 10. He is top 10 in yards after contact per attempt and number 9 in explosive run rate as tracked at playerprofiler.com. He scored in 3 straight games and he get the Browns. Number 19 in rush EPA defense. They went up 4.47 yards per carry. 113.5 total yards per game. Nothing to scoff at there. But they've also surrendered 6 total touchdowns to the running back position. So I'm getting down with some Chase Brown, baby, on this orange and blue edition of the podcast. I think he finds the end zone for the 4th consecutive game, plus 150 at FanDuel. Numero uno on the countdown on this Friday. Lundy, Vader, follow.
I can't take it with your ILL crap anymore.
Do you want an I and I?
No, I just want you to, right. I just want it to be over with. I just want it. Let's just move on. It's fine. Folks, I'll do it for you. I don't care whether I fade, follow, pass, go take a family photo in front of the statue. I don't know. All I know is we got to get Brad to stop talking about the Illini.
Truth be told, Lundy's kid went to Illinois.
Yep.
He still owes an institution money.
Yeah, no, that's not true. My son was on a full effing ride.
Oh, even better. Yeah, look, Lundy and I have partied at tailgating events at the University of Illinois. So deep down, he's a closet fan.
The fact that you had to go there with Chase Brown makes it just that much more painful. That's the thing. Shall we move on, brother, to bonus time here?
Bonus time. Of course, we need to move on. And let's cleanse the palates of the people that are out there, especially the Michigan fans that may be in attendance. Serve them up with nothing but winners.
Yeah, let's have some fun here. All right, so talking about the bonus time, I already gave you Terry McLaurin. Really, he is absolutely, hands down, my favorite anytime touchdown for this weekend, in part because of that 30 cents difference we're talking about between DraftKings and BetMGM. And like I said, I think that's going to come down. So I would go grab that now while you can before any of that winds up changing. I already gave you this stuff with Jaden Reed. I want to go to the college game tonight, as a matter of fact, and follow the bouncing ball on this one because it's slightly confusing. But let's talk about Oregon taking on Purdue. Yes, I know what the Boilermakers did last week to Brad's Illini and to his blood pressure, actually, as he was enjoying that particular contest. But follow this one with me. It's an SGP that I built at DraftKings. No, it is not plus odds. It's standard juice at minus 110. But follow me here on this one. Give me Oregon minus 19.5. Just got to win it by at least 20. Fully expect that one. Give me the under on 69.5 points in this one. I think the only way they're getting anywhere near that number is for Purdue to score at least probably 18 to 22 points, and I just don't see that happening. And then give me the Ducks to score first. You know how painful it is for me to give you guys an SGP that involves the freaking Ducks, but I'm doing it anyway. So Oregon's got to win by at least 20. They got to stay under the 70 total, and Oregon needs to score first. That is minus 110 over at DraftKings as of this morning. On the ice tonight, we have only, we only got 3 games tonight, and one of them is my absolutely pathetic Colorado Avalanche, who have not looked good at all this season, still 0-for. Isn't that nice?
Ooh.
It's nice when you're considered a cup contender and you start the season 0-for-4 just because I'll go off on a rant, which is what I did on my local show probably 3 times so far this week. So follow me here on this one. Alt totals across these 3 games. Give me over 5.5 between Carolina and Pittsburgh. Give me over 5.5 between Anaheim and Colorado. And give me over 4.5 between San Jose and Winnipeg. One more time. I need at least 6 goals in Carolina, Pittsburgh, in Anaheim, Colorado. And I need at least 5 between San Jose and Winnipeg. If that happens, I like when we get sexy on the ice. Plus 204 over at DraftKings. I like that one. What? Friends listen to Endless Love in the Dark. Winnipeg, give me them on the puck line against San Jose and the Sharks. That's a minus 135, but I think Winnipeg takes care of business there. If you don't like the idea of the puck line, give me Winnipeg and Colorado both to win in regulation. Yes, I think Colorado finally gets off the schneid tonight and they get things done. For Anaheim, however, I do think they're going to score because, as I said here locally, the current state of the Colorado goaltending A coffee filter has a better shot at stopping the puck than the Colorado netminders do. So give me Trevor Zegras for a point at plus 105 on that top line, as well as helping out on the first power play unit. So I like him at the plus 105. Relatively simple there. To college football for tomorrow, some of the either spreads or dogs that I like for tomorrow. Why? Because we're always chasing the money on the college gridiron. I'm going to take Colorado straight up on the road against Arizona. I'm finally going to roll along with the Buffs. I think there's a lot of hype built behind this team for obvious reasons, and I don't know how much of it actually translates to talent. However, I do know that one of the things that the Wildcats struggle with, their front seven. What can Colorado take advantage of? A weak front seven, especially with a scrambling quarterback. And when you're expecting Travis Hunter to be playing tomorrow, as well as Jimmy Horn, I think that's going to cause some problems for Arizona. So right now, Colorado is a dog. I'll take them straight on the money line at a plus 114. Couple other teams that I like to be able to cover tomorrow. Give me the Gamecocks. I'll take South Carolina to cover on the road against Oklahoma, and I'll do the same with Wisconsin on the road against Northwestern. Like both of those teams to manage to cover. I will have more on the spreadsheet for you as we get into a huge weekend of college football, as well as some good games tomorrow, man. Some good stuff there. We will also talk some more as we get into a really busy slate of the NHL. Some things are starting to sort of even out across the NHL schedule once you get past the handful of games to be able to start things off. And where is, hang on, I gotta look at something real quick. Talk amongst yourselves. Where is the line right now on Sunday night? The Jets at minus 1.5. All right, folks, I think that's going to get steamed up by the time we get to Sunday night. Right now at 1.5 in favor of the Jets. I bet you that gets up to 2.5, anything like that. So if you're into teasers, if you decide you want to make it a 5.5, a 6-point teaser or something like that, I would do that now before it gets up even higher than where it is right now. I think the Jets are going to win that game, especially if Pittsburgh decides to go to Russell Wilson. Folks, I watched him the last 2 years. I don't know, Jim. So I know it's on the road. I know what Pittsburgh can do at home. I know it's Sunday night primetime and all of that kind of stuff, but I think the Jets have got it. I would snag that before that line climbs any higher, because I do think the money is going to come in between now and kickoff, and it's going to push that number higher.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I do not buy at all when Mike Tomlin is selling on Russell Wilson. I bet you Justin Fields is going to get the start in that game, but we shall see. All right, Team Huevos Parlay Play of Week NFL 7. Let's get on the board, and we're going to keep this a simple two-legger on the SGP. Give me Brandon Ayuk on the under 75.5 all receiving yards, and give me the Niners to win straight up. So related strategy here. Jackson juiced a plus 152 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Ayuk. He's only done this in one of six games this season. He's averaging a healthy 6.8 targets per game, but only number 32 in A-dot, 33 in Yak, and a decent number 20 in route win percentage, but he's getting a lot of Trent McDuffie in coverage, who's been outstanding and one of the best cover corners in the league, only giving up 8.8 yards per catch and an 82 flat passer rating to his assignment. So Ayuk, I think, will tuck under 75.5 receiving yards. But I do believe his squad, San Francisco, exacts their revenge of last year's Super Bowl and gets the win there at home. Kansas City, middle of the road, number 15 in pass EPAD. They have also allowed the second fewest yards to wide receivers. But, you know, I know that San Francisco is a team that's going to be, dealing with an uphill battle based on the paper matchup. But I think Brock Purdy will find a way, and that Jordan Mason's going to be a difference maker in this game. It looks like he is going to be good to go despite the tender shoulder. Even without CMC on the field, you got Deebo Samuel going to be a jack of all trades. George Kittle obviously get it done inside the red zone. And Patrick Mahomes has been just so painfully, incredibly average this year. He's number 20 right now in fantasy points per game and near dead last in average depth of target, taking on a plus defense. So I think San Francisco wins the game, but Ayuk stays under 75.5 receiving yards. Again, that's plus 152 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. But we got more in bonus time. Let's go to college. I'm just going to rifle this off without any reasonings, honestly. It's a Friday night. We're going to live in the middle here. Give me BYU on the SGP to win straight up. They're taking on Oklahoma State. I'm going to jack the line up on the Cowboys, though, to plus 17 and a half. So BYU wins by 17 or fewer points. That's even money. Plus 100 there.
Jump on that one, folks, because I like the over, or excuse me, I like the under in that game. I don't know where the hell the points are going to come from between these two teams. So play the under on that one if you like it, or do it the way Brad's doing it, because I think that gives you an opportunity. I think this game will be closer than that.
Yep, I really do. I think maybe BYU will still get the win, though, hopefully. I'm not going to be sweating that sucker out. Ryan Horvath, my esteemed colleague on BetMGM tonight, he's one of the better college football handicappers that's out there. I'm just tailing him on Kentucky straight up on the money line against Florida. They're catching a couple of points in that game. And also, I like Maryland at home at plus 7.5, taking on USC. Why? It's that cross-continental trip. And Big Ten teams that have made that trip, and Pac-12 teams also have made that trip, or former Pac-12 teams, they've really struggled and struggled mightily. And that one's going across time zone. So I think it's going to be more of the same. Maryland catching 7.5 at home. Pretty good team inside top 35 nationally, EPA offense and EPA defense. I believe they score the cover there. All right, back to the NFL. Very quickly here, give me Joe Mixon over 62.5 rush yards taking on Green Bay. I actually grabbed this at 57.5, and the number is still too low. I couldn't believe it opened in the 50s. You look at Mixon, and the two or three games he has played in this season, he's gone for 100 yards. And Green Bay, yeah, they may be number six in rush EPA defense, but that's deceiving as they're giving up 4.65 yards per carry, and four running backs have eclipsed 62.5 on the ground. Mixon, who had his name to that list. Brock Bowers, over 58.5 receiving yards. Vegas in L.A. taking on the Rams, coming off the bye. L.A., number 31 in pass EPA defense. They give it up 59 yards per game, the tight end position. Two have gone over. It was McBride and Kraft. Bowers is really all Vegas has. That's why he's seeing 7.7 targets per game. And he's either number one or number two in like a handful of advanced analytics at the tight end position. He's done this three times. I say make it four. I think he's going to crack 60 yards. And then finally, I'm getting in gear once again with Tyler Allgeier in the alt market, 40 or more rush yards. They got this at even money. The Atlanta Falcons welcoming the Seattle Seahawks to the ATL this week. Seattle giving up 5.22 yards per carry, 124.5 rush yards per game to RBs. Seven RBs have reached the 4-0 mark. And you look at Tyler Allgeier. He's done this in three of his last four games. One of the most efficient tackle breakers in the game at number five in yards after contact per attempt. All right, I am out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals, and sign up for a free account. Have a splendid, spectacular weekend, Lundy. I'll just go ahead and shout it one more time. Plug your ears. I-L-L! Get the victory so I can party all weekend long. As always, fade or follow, that is up to you.